All right, we're back here at Sastel Center in the concourse. 2-0, the Blades defeat the Calgary Hitmen tonight. This is the live interview segment again, brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Folks, let me introduce you to one of the newest Blades in Graydon Seatman. Just seen the playoffs last year when they played Regina, especially, or Red Deer in the second round. We would be up in the lounge. There were 300 people up there. It was bonkers. We have some pretty passionate fans here, Graydon, that love this team and were really excited about what happened last year and want to do better this year. And I think you get a sense of that just from being around your new locker room, correct?
Yeah, for sure. I've been here for a couple days, and so far I've loved it. I mean, first game in Saskatoon, I mean, fans were buzzing today, so I had a good time, and very happy to beat my former team today. So,
does it help to get that type of a thing out of the way so quickly, like this, playing against the X team?
Yeah, obviously a quick turnaround. Just played my first game in Edmonton, and right back at it today. So it's good to get out of the way against my former team. Thought we had our ups and downs throughout the game, but it's good to get a win.
What was the reaction that you got when you found out that you'd been traded from the Hitmen to Saskatoon?
Yeah, obviously this is where I wanted to come. So I think we got a contending team, and we're definitely a force, and I think we can win it all. So I was very, very stoked to come to Sask.
You say all the right words for everybody here to hear. They love to hear that. Go ahead, Adam.
Obviously, the Blades, I mean, the lineup comes out and says you're playing with Charlie Wright, but anytime we put out the D pairings or we see the D pairings, we don't really look into it too much. Yeah. Because everyone plays with everyone. Just how crucial is that to kind of develop some early chemistry with all five other guys back there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure, we're all comfortable playing with each other. So, the coaches trust whoever's out on the ice together, and it's good to find out the chemistry early so as we move on throughout the season, we can kind of have those lines.
And obviously playing your old team tonight, I think when Fraser Leonard hit a couple of guys, he would hear from the bench. Did you hear anything from their bench or anything?
I kind of zone out a bit, so I kind of just play my game, and I'm not sure if I heard anything throughout the game, but they could have been chirping a bit.
And
but
one more here, just you attended Boston Bruins camp over, I guess, a rookie camp or whatever. Just how big of a step is that for you, and how much do you learn from that?
Yeah, obviously it was a great experience, just learning from all the older guys with their experiences and how they got there, and it was just kind of just go in there and take it all in and kind of come back to this league and use those skills and stuff.
Graydon, the line is that you're friends off the ice but not friends on the ice. You're playing against your ex-team, second period around your net, you and Muranov come together in a little couple of shoves. What's going on there? What's being said that you can say that doesn't offend anybody on the radio?
Well, he's a Euro, so I don't know if I understand him a bit, but kind of just gave him a little shove and no words exchange, just kind of playing hard, head down and stuff. So
you go into Prince Albert tomorrow. That's a major rivalry. I asked Easton Armstrong about this the other day, and people will hear about that in the second intermission tomorrow. I compared it to Moose Jaw against Regina. He's very aware of that. It's very similar. You're not liked. It's going to be a hostile atmosphere, maybe more so than anything you've encountered in your time in the Western Hockey League. What do you think about going up there? What have you heard about that rivalry?
I haven't heard too much about it, but I'm sure, PA, they play a hard game, and that, when I played in Calgary and went to that rink, it was a smaller rink, so it's pretty hard to play in, and they're, used to it and stuff, so I mean, obviously, it's going to be a hard-fought game, and just got to come out and play our game, and I think we'll be good.
They insist that the rink is 200 by 85 there. I don't know if that's true or not, but whatever the case may be. Graydon, congratulations. Nice to have you alongside here in Saskatoon. Wish you all the best moving forward. Graydon Seatman of the Saskatoon Blades joining us here.